This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we're live for a Monday edition of hashtag Vuv Central right here on the DSTV channel 196, plus, of course, in the Vuv app and, of course, the audio streaming on CliffCentral.com. And today we are all about meeting your power. And to speak to us a little bit more about meeting your power is co-author of the book Meeting Your Power. In the building we have Nokubonga Mbanga, who's co-author of the book, which is co-authored with DJ Zintle. And this is like really, really cool. It's been in stores for a couple of days, but obviously didn't take a couple of days to write.
No, it didn't.
So talk to me about the process and the collab and sort of what change you want to effect with the book.
Okay, the process was about 12 months.
Wow.
And I think in the beginning it was formatting the book, what is it that we want to share, what are the topics that we want to cover. And I think in essence it was about what are some of the experiences we've experienced as women that have gotten in the way of our own power. Mm. So that was the essence of how we formatted the book. And in terms of what to expect from the book, we talk about how meeting your power is a daily occurrence.
Hmm. Well, now you have to expand on that.
It is in the sense that we talk about, for example, today, how you structure your day today is about how you want to experience your power. Mm. It's about the things that you foresee yourself achieving and making sure that you achieve.
Yeah.
So it is about getting ourselves into a space that we realize that meeting our power is a daily practice.
Now, it's really interesting kind of the time that the book comes at in terms of what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We look at things like the Me Too movement over in the States. We look at what's happening back home in terms of, you know, women and having a voice and being fervent about what that voice is.
Mm-hmm.
How does the book kind of tie into where the world is and what it looks like if you're a woman in 2018?
It ties in the sense that we talk about the importance of owning our worth. Because once you own your worth, you are able to find your voice. Mm. We share our personal experiences where we felt that we had lost our voices.
Mm.
And how did we get to the spaces where we are owning our voices. So it's very practical in terms of the tips that we share based on what we've experienced, but also how we've then gone back to owning our voice so that we can share who we are with the world. We talk about how comparison sometimes get in the way of us experiencing that power.
Mm.
So if you think about how we as women sometimes we socialize to kind of want to compete with each other, but what we're saying, let's work together. We are not alone. And if you think of how we've collaborated with DJs in Clay, it is exactly putting that into action.
Mm.
We're embodying meeting your power that we can work together, mm, regardless of our backgrounds.
So would you say it's about, you know, consistently making a very conscious effort to change how you approach your day and sort of develop new habits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the chapters that we speak about in terms of being consistent is where we talk about the power of the word, that we become what we say about each other. So we have to be consistent in terms of our thoughts, our actions, the language that we use, the company we keep. So it is looking at ourselves holistically and saying, what are the key touch points that are critical in making sure that we are embodying meeting our power, including the thoughts that we embody within our minds, that is so critical in making sure that we do meet that power.
Absolutely. We're talking about the book Meeting Your Power. Nokubonga Mbanga is in the building, and she's, of course, a co-author of this book. How do you begin to structure a book like this? Like, you have all these thoughts and these ideas, but how do you begin to create sort of one narrative that people are going to be able to follow,
mm-hmm,
like, and put into chapters, like distilling the thoughts?
Mm-hmm. So what we did was there were a couple of key things. One, the format. It was important that it's very simple, that people can read and relate to it without worrying about what does that word mean or what does this sentence really mean in terms of me meeting my power. One of the things that we were very clear about, Zintle and I, was that we need to meet consistently. We met literally every month in the 12 months to discuss the structure, the format, how we're going to make sure the flow makes sense. So it was a lot of consistent conversations about meeting power. It was a lot of understanding how do we see this taking shape. There was a big part of us with us in terms of making sure that we don't just write about meeting power, we bring in our experiences because we are shaped by many women that have built us, so we use those experiences so that people can really see that this is relatable and doable.
And in terms of, I mean, it's just been a couple of days now, but what are some of the cool responses that you're seeing from people in terms of how they're receiving it?
The cool responses that we are experiencing is yeah, I mean, I received this morning a long email from this lady friend, mentee of mine based in Uganda, who wrote a very beautiful message about what it meant. She said one sentence to summarize what she said. She said, you know, Nokbonga, the whole weekend was about me falling in love. It was like, this is me, this is my boyfriend. Everything about me was me connecting with myself. It was a beautiful, long message that we will share soon.
Well, on that note, let's bring in DJ Zintle, who's going to come stand in the middle over here. Of course, a co-author of the book with Nogubonga. We're talking about meeting your power. And you guys were hanging out every month putting this together. And we were speaking now about kind of what role this book plays and the time that it comes at, just where the world is at with Me Too and all of that. When you put something like this out, how does it differ to putting out a piece of music? I mean, the feeling's got to be different to like a song, right? Because this is like really like, it's like soul food in a different way, but like it's quite cool.
Well, I mean, I can't really compare the two. I mean, the music is on another level, but I will say that this has been a very special project for us. And I hope it will get the response that we're hoping for in terms of touching people's lives and changing people's lives. And this is why I'm saying it can't be different, because music does the same thing. Music has the same effect. So it's very hard. Don't ever make me choose.
A bit of a different thing. A bit of a different narrative. Tell me a little bit about how the two of you met and how this all came to kind of be.
So we did a TV show called It Takes a Village Together.
Cool.
And Bongi came on as a life coach for the girls. We had 12 girls in the house that had different issues to sort out. So we were taking them on a journey of learning to forgive themselves and find a solution to whatever problems they had at the time. So I was the person who found the girls and who was taking these girls through this journey. But Bongi had the professional eye and she was talking to the girls in a professional manner to help them as life coach. So that's when we met. That's when we started the work with the girls. And after we finished the work with the girls, we thought, okay, it feels so good. It feels so good to see people's life change. So maybe we should continue the work. And that's when I gave her a call and I said, I think we should write a book.
So epic. And I mean, writing a book that feels like quite a complex thing, right?
Well, I mean, you soon find out, because I mean, making the call to say let's write a book versus writing the actual book is two different things, totally different things.
But now, I mean, it's out and everybody can kind of get a hold of it. It must be really cool, because both of you in your individual capacities would get lots of young women trying to engage with you on things that they're not feeling particularly great about.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like you have this sort of one-stop reference saying like, you may be feeling this, you may be feeling that, but here's sort of one answer for all.
Well, I mean, I'll let Bongi answer, but it's funny you should say that, because, I mean, I get a lot of DMs from women that are going through all kinds of pain, or could be loss, could be anything, and I just always feel like saying, just buy the book.
Well, now you can.
Just buy the book.
I think it's a mixture of answers, ranging from forgiveness, dealing with adversity, learning to find people that you can connect with in terms of finding mentors that are going to support your cause, whatever it is. So it's a mixed bag of answers. But the big thing about the book is the more you look in the mirror, the better you see yourself.
So where do you think South African women are at in 2018? When we look at some of the stats around domestic violence in our country, when we look at the stats around young women in schools and the struggles that they're having to overcome, even when you drill it down into, like, you know, sanitary pads in school, like all of that stuff, where are we in 2018? And how does this book tie into creating a better 2019, 2020, 2021?
I definitely think we are at the awareness stage, which is a very important stage. And more than anything, I think we know that we can do something about it, even though there's resistance sometimes. But I feel like women know that they need to take a stand and stand together and make a difference. And I feel like this book adds to the power, you know, that each woman needs individually to, you know, to stand up for themselves before they can stand up for the world. Because we believe you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else. So definitely, we are aware women are doing a lot of work. We're going to be pushing a lot of boundaries. We're going to be breaking a lot of boundaries. So it's just, it's a great future for women. And this is why I said to Bongi, I mean, should we write a book that speaks to everyone or just to women? And Bongi says, our voice speaks perfectly to women.
Yeah.
And women are on a big move now. We want to be part of, I mean, luckily we're women. So we want to be part of that amazing movement that is going on in South Africa right now. I just feel like not just South Africa, like all over Africa, women are doing incredible things.
Yeah.
And we're just happy to be part of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely want to be part and parcel of empowering women. And I think what this book brings and provides for the reader and society at large, when we think about young women and girls, is that there's work that's being done already. But what we're bringing in is a conversation about you as a young girl, that there is domestic abuse, but how do you own back your voice? And this is what the book does. It allows you to sit at a place where you can make small changes on a daily basis.
We're talking about Meeting Your Power live on DSTV channel 196 in the VOOV app and, of course, the audio streaming on Cliff Central. We're going to say cheers to our DSTV audience in a second. But just before that, there's two words I want to throw into this whole mix, which is social media.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, just, you know, and you definitely probably address it in the book, but just how do women get the best out of it? Because it can be quite a negative space as well. So getting the best out of it.
I guess for me, the most important thing is just to know what you are trying to achieve as, like, for yourself using social media. I think sometimes we go to social media just to sit and wait for things to happen. We're not there with an objective. So
yeah.
It has worked better for me when I know exactly what I'm trying to achieve, when I go there knowing that these are the things that I'm trying to do. So I'm never there really looking for gossip or looking for things to break other people's hustles. I'm too busy with my own hustle to worry about anyone else right now. So I think this is where the problem lies. We have too much time on our hands and we don't know how to use it, and then we go and social media to look, find fault and criticize. And the problem about finding fault and criticizing is that that's not just the energy you put on others. It's the same energy that you're going to put on yourself, because that's what you're used to. It's not going to change now suddenly because it's you. If you're negative on social media every day, you're there trying to find a problem. It's not going to change when it comes to yourself. So I feel like it's better when you know what you're trying to achieve. It's good for business now. Social media is a very good platform for business. There's so many incredible things that you can do via social media. So I just feel like maybe we should use social media to voice, I don't know, something more powerful than criticizing people who are trying to, you know, to do powerful something. Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we do speak about social media, and I think the beauty about the book is where we put you in a space of responsibility and accountability, that whatever you bring in, is it empowering you or disempowering you? So, I mean, one of the questions we challenge readers on is that the best use of your time? If you're on social media to hate, to bring others down, or to make you feel less of a human being in terms of, oh, that one looks like they have a great life, and oh, suddenly I don't have a great life. So we challenge you to take the power back by making you look at the questions that you need to ask you that are deeper in terms of, Why are you existing? What's the purpose of you spending half a day on social media?
Yeah.
What cause are you pushing?
I know, I don't know how it happens, and then you spend half a day. It's so annoying.
No, man, you wake up at like 9, suddenly you've been there for
Hour. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. All right, very cool hanging out on DSTV 196 Plus in the VOOV app. We're going to continue the conversation with Nogu Bonga and DJ Zintle on cliffcentral.com, other side of this.
This is cliffcentral.com.
So in the building, we have the ridiculously cool Nogu Bonga and Banga, and of course the DJ Zintle is also hanging out. We're speaking about the book Meeting Your Power. Such a dope line or sentence, this. A winner is expectant of a favorable outcome and changes course if necessary to win. A winner is flexible. A winner is more. A winner lives for opportunities. A winner seeks and pursues. A winner explores. A winner is about possibility. A winner wins. That's lines out of Meeting Your Power there. I mean, do you think, like, women are positive enough in South Africa? Like, are they positive enough? Like, are people stoked to be alive or not enough? Do they have to read the book?
You know what? I'm one to believe that motivation runs out, so it's something that you have to renew every day. And I think if we wanted to be positive, we could be positive, but it's a daily practice. You have to read Meeting Your Power, and then next week read another book, and then read Meeting Your Power again. It's a constant. It's like going to gym. You can't stop. You have to keep going. It runs out.
It's investments in yourself, though, which I maybe women don't do enough of, is think like, well, should I actually be investing in myself, because I'm sorting out the kids, I'm sorting out this, mm-hmm. I'm sorting out that. So how much time am I taking for myself? Mm-hmm. And how conscious does that effort have to become, Nogubonga?
It has to be a daily act. I'm a mother of four. And
wow, gee, yeah. Four.
Yes, sure. I am. And I have to make time for me. Huh. And the time for me is not only about how I look, it's also about how I look inside.
Yeah.
So it's important to have that mirror on both sides of yourself. So it is a daily activity.
And something that you got to work at.
Absolutely. I mean, development is renewal. You can't say, I did a degree 5 years ago. Same thing with taking care of yourself. You can't say, I did it last week and it's enough. You need to continuously make sure that you are aware of how you are connecting with yourself.
It's been basically like a week since this has come out. I think the 11th of June was the launch. Yeah. What's some of the stuff that you're seeing? I was looking at the hashtag now on social media, and people are really, really excited about what the book is saying. What's been some of the really cool feedback that you've received?
I mean, just people like having an open mind about this kind of idea. I mean, I think some people might have wanted a tell-all kind of story, you know, from us. But I think just people receiving the book so well, and I think I told Bongi this before, and I said I can't wait till I see them post some of the parts of the book or quote the book, and that happening for me is like people singing my song, basically. Yeah. So it feels really good.
Yeah.
Some of the feedback that's coming up is someone saying, I can't just read this book and not ask myself some questions. This is not the kind of, let me read the next chapter. I have to pause and think about, what am I doing to myself? A friend of mine said that when she read the chapter on self-worth, and she said the kind of questions that were coming up, they were really forcing me to look in the mirror, and not the mirror that looks at the physical part, but what am I putting in my mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's an epic book that you guys have put out. It's such a positive energy. And so much of it is about, like, energy, right? And
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
We were speaking about this a little early on, like how you wake up in the day and how you construct your day.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we give our power away, right?
We definitely do, yeah. I had a conversation. I've spoken to Pearl on FaceTime 3 times today. In the morning she called me. She says, babe, I can't talk now, I'm having a bad day. I said, well, before you go, just know that you're not having a bad day. You just decided to have a bad day. She's like, I hate you. And then she was gone. And then she called me again a little later. She's like, I'm having a day from hell. I said, babe, it's totally up to you. These are the decisions that you keep making to have a bad day. And then she called me at I think 2, and she's like, my day has completely changed, I'm having a good day. And I said, even that is a decision you make. It's an energy thing. So energies are very important. We start the energy and then we continue with it. It's hard to change the energies, but you have to try. It's harder to have a bad day than to, you know.
The one other energy builder that we speak about and we're very fond of is learning to celebrate. Generally, gratitude, women, we don't. It's the next thing. It's the 4 kids. It's the career. It's all of these things. But just learning to say, it's 4 hours in a day, and how am I doing? What's the pulse sound like? Am I in a good space? Am I having a good day? And if I'm not, what can I change to make sure this day becomes a success?
And how much of it is choosing the people around you? I mean, the two of you, this is an incredible partnership. And you clearly like can check in with each other during the day and push each other forward in that. But for a lot of women, they don't have friends in their circle that do that. And where does the onus fall then to have people like that in your life?
The onus is on the individual.
Yeah.
There's always someone out there that is vying for your success. Sometimes if we're not aware of what energy that we want to deploy to the world, then it's easy to find people that you're bringing in that are not necessarily aligned to who you are and want to be, what you want to be. And I think the key thing that we drive a lot is about getting to know yourself. Because the more you understand yourself at a deeper level, the more you're able to say, isn't there the right person to be in my space? What choices do I have? And make those right choices. So we're big on making sure that the company you keep is critical.
I mean, the one thing that we're big on is that your mind is like a garden, and everyone who comes into your space plants a seed. So you need to be very careful of the kind of seeds that they plant, because if they keep planting the same seed, something will grow. So it's just about being careful and making sure that the people that plant anything in your mind, they plant beautiful things.
Well, you guys are planting an amazing seed. Let's just do sort of a final thought. If there's any question that I should have asked that I didn't ask.
Like, where is the book available?
The book is everywhere, basically. How do you kind of want to land it? Give me some closing remarks. Things that I wouldn't be able to get out through a question. So there's no question I could ask you to be able to give me this as an answer.
I'll let you go. I need to think about this. I'm going to throw you.
No, because I think this is dope. Like, I think you can take something in so many ways, and you've decided to do something that kind of, like, it's you care about people. You want people to, you want to uplift people. Yeah, you want to write a book, and you want to sell the book, and you want to do all of that. But, like, it's a positive tone. It's not like you're putting out something there that you know is going to do well, but maybe it doesn't uplift people. Like, people will walk away from this with a good feeling about themselves, and it's about other people, not necessarily about you. You're just the vehicle that's sort of creating it. So how would you sort of encapsulate just your final sentiments on how this, what this book means to you and what it can mean to other people? It's a very long question to maybe ask.
But it requires a long answer. Okay, let me try. It's a couple of things. That's why it's a bit tricky for us to summarize it. But I think the key thing about the book is that you are your best empowerment project. Empowerment is not sitting outside, it's sitting within you. The power to make those changes sits within you. The other thing that I think that the book encapsulates is that don't give up on your own transformation. Don't ever do that. We've just spoken about the danger of, you know, letting seeds that are not in line with who you want to be. Z, do you want to add?
Yeah,
the one big thing which will sound crazy to some people is that Bong and I believe that pain is an instrument. Pain could be a useful instrument in transforming your life. People could have gone through all kinds of crazy things, loss, heartbreak, any kind of distress, but we believe that pain is an instrument, and we believe that there's beauty at rock bottom, because there's only one direction to go, and that's up, unless you decide to sit at rock bottom forever and feel sorry for yourself. But just those two things, that you can use pain as an instrument to transform yourself and create a better life for yourself. And this book, unfortunately, is not it's not magic. It leaves all the work on you. If you buy this book, you need to get ready for the work. You might not pull it off the first time. You might want to read it again and say, okay, I'm ready for the journey. But the book is not just words. It's a journey that you need to embark on. And if you can't rob yourself of transformation. You need to fully invest in it. And if there are people that you think need the book, you can get them the book or pass the book on to them, because the idea is to change as many lives as possible.
It's beautiful.
Thank
Someone
you.
Told me the dopest metaphor this past weekend. I can't relate to it because I haven't given birth and will not give birth. But the idea was that, like, you know, the process of giving birth, and you'll be able to weigh in on this, is a very like hectic process.
Painful. Yeah.
Super painful.
Yeah.
But what comes
I like
out
how
of
you
it,
use your hands.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a super, I don't know what else to do. It's super painful process, but it results in the most incredible thing,
that's
which is
amazing.
Life. And that's just like a great metaphor for everything.
I'm going to use that a lot.
Yeah.
For
life is always
the book.
Yeah,
life is a beautiful
absolutely.
Metaphor, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to have pain and stretching and all those things.
Yeah.
Stretch.
For
okay.
beauty
anyway.
to be born.
The book is basically everywhere, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Stores, yeah. And there's launches and all sorts of things happening. It's all over social media, though.
Yeah, there's launches, but there's one specific one that I want to talk about.
Yes,
there's one
tell
at
us.
CNA and at Sentin
City and Menlyn.
Cool.
And Menlyn on the 30th of this month.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Epic.
Cool.
All the details are on social media. The book is called Meeting Your Power, Nokubonga Mbanga there, and of course DJ Zintle. And it's a very cool cover that they have. They look like such bosses.
Yeah.
Like they look like you could put your life in their hands and it would be fine on the cover of the book. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.